This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hard to believe Weldon Hinch has been in this operation more than 10 years since he got out of the Air Force. Now he's married, got kids, the whole nine yards. A good friend of mine, great country music singer as well. You can check out his website. But I saw him out here in the hallway. He went and voted, too. He was just talking about how crazy everybody he talked to was for Trump, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. And literally 30 seconds ago, I said, drag him in here, set the chair up. Let's get Weldon Henson, who's our shipping and store manager, doing a great job here, getting them the info war to the next level. Weldon, I haven't heard what you wanted to tell me you were so excited about. I just said, say it on air. That's kind of my rule with the crew. Say it on air because, you know, we're not just in a bubble here. We're talking to the whole world. You were super excited. What's going on?
No teleprompters here. No, I went out to vote this morning. Obviously, the lines were out the door. I had to.
I saw 200-plus foot ones. I couldn't vote.
It took me an hour. Took me an hour in line. But, I'm sitting there talking to people. You know, I don't see how Hillary Clinton can win. That's what I was trying to tell you before he drugged me in here. But it was pretty amazing. Everybody was excited. People were concerned. You could tell there was a genuine concern. People were, they were serious. I mean, they were excited, but they were serious. I don't see how Hillary Clinton can win, I guess, but again,
and if they cheat and put her in, they get even more serious. We can't lose. We can't lose for winning.
Right.
I mean, it's true. You engage, you win when you're on the right side. It's like the founder of the Texas Rangers famously said. He said, a man in the wrong can't stand against a man who's in the right, who keeps on coming.
So I think
we're going to keep on coming, Weldon.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're seeing the silent majority is finally starting to speak up. They're starting to come out and say, you know,
this is our country for everybody. Yeah. Can you believe the WikiLeaks just prove everything? They're even worse criminals than I thought.
It's
laughing, talking bad about black people, how they're dumb. What the hell?
I stand in line. I brought some of this stuff up with some people that were a couple folks back, and people are actually engaging in conversation and talking about it, and they knew about this stuff. I mean, I vote every time, you know, election comes up, and usually you can't talk about this kind of stuff in line waiting to vote. I mean, people are coming out
of their shell.
Yes, absolutely. I think so.
What do you make of how the Veritas info dovetails with all the WikiLeaks? It's crazy.
I mean, it's astounding.
That's we've got video and everything's in the WikiLeaks. We don't just have the emails, they admit it real. We have the video of these people literally going, oh, we're going to rip them off. And then Gruber and Emanuel go on TV and go, ah, we're going to rip you off. Oh, we're going to hurt you. Ah. I mean, they can't, what the hell are these people?
If they steal this election, which obviously they're trying, I mean, you're going to see some amazing things happen. The general.
Well, that's my concern. Look at camera four right there, Weldon. What do you think in your gut's going to happen if they steal this thing?
I really don't know. I think there's going to be a backlash. That's for sure.
Everybody's going to stop shopping at all these big corporate stores. We're all going to do research. We're all going to just weaponize in the info war, and everybody's going to get more aggressive, and we're going to take everything over. The communists and socialists and dirtbags infiltrated like rats forever. You're now about to see patriots infiltrate, and then it's all over.
And that's not the folks you want to upset and get them engaged. I mean, and that's probably what's going to happen.
Look how they tried to take the bonuses that were promised under law from the veterans. They're signing bonuses. What the hell? I mean, they.
I don't know what I would do if they came back and said I had to pay my bonus back up for enlisting. That would upset
you. You sign a contract.
It's a contract when you sign it.
They never pay you enough to even live, so they all go give you 10, 20 grand, whatever, to sign up for another 5 years. That's not that much money. 5 grand a year or something. Then you steal it later. Did you hear they even wanted it with interest, they're now saying?
I did hear that. I can't imagine. But I can't wait to see what happens, you know, about that, too. So
these people are crazy.
It's crazy.
Why do you think Emanuel and Gruber go on TV and laugh at everybody? Is that a confidence game deal?
It is. It's kind of like a Caligula effect, I think.
Caligula effect.
There you go. That's what I like to call it. You know. But the thing is the folks, what I like to call the silent majority, the folks that have common sense, they're starting to wake up, and they're done with it. I think folks really are. I mean, maybe it is a good thing we've had to go through all this. You've been up here for 20 years talking on air. People think you're crazy. Stuff's coming to fruition now. It's happening. maybe this is good that it's getting so crazy that...
Well, like you said, folks aren't saying we're crazy anymore.
No, not at all.
And they're not laughing anymore, too. Like
it's not funny. I mean, it's serious. Folks were engaged in conversation at the polling booth today. And they were engaged, and they were serious.
All right, great job, Weldon.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
October 27th, 2016. We are now only 11 days out from the 2016 election.
Only 11 days. I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host. This is the InfoWar. Now into the second hour. In the next 30 minutes, Dylan Howard, who is the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer and a bunch of other big publications, is our guest. And I've been on air 21 years. I've been covering news for 25 since I got out of high school and got into RTF. And I never got how they demonized the National Enquirer, because that's where I heard about the plan to put implantable microchips in people 25 years ago, 10 years before it was on ABC News. And it was exactly right. That's where I learned about, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and his Nazi ties, which didn't come out until decades later. And it was exactly on target. So many other things. Now, people get confused by National Enquirer with, like, other stuff about Bat Boy and other magazines that are up there at the counter. But I got to tell you, they got some tabloid stuff in there, too, about the stars and stuff, because that's what folks buy. But that's accurate, too. I mean, you don't want to get sued, folks. You want to be accurate. And I got to say, the National Enquirer is one of the most accurate publications out there. And I don't say that to kiss the butt of the National Enquirer. I've been saying that for 20 years. Because the New York Times tries to lie, and Jeff Rovin, the big whistleblower that's risking his life to come out and expose the Clintons along with other fixers that work for him, like Larry Nichols, who's going to join us at the start of the next hour, What they're saying is accurate. What they're saying is documented. What they're saying is proven. And so 9 times out of 10, it's places like the National Enquirer or InfoWars or DrudgeReport.com that are willing. I mean, was Drudge right about Monica Lewinsky? They said he wasn't at first. He was right. Was Drudge right about fees and fines for not having Obamacare? He was right. Were we right about the NSA spying? Was the Enquirer right about it? I remember the Enquirer 25 years ago reporting on NSA spying. First place I learned about it. So I didn't mean to go into a whole the Enquirer so credible line here, but is it that they're that credible or that the New York Times is that uncredible? So when Jeff Rovin, this big whistleblower, comes out in the Enquirer, he said, look, you can't go to the New York Times. They're totally controlled. WikiLeaks shows that. Hillary runs them. You go to the Enquirer. So the Enquirer gets lumped in with all the other, you know, stuff, space alien invasion stuff. And they do that to me, too. They go, Alex Jones believes space aliens are about to invade. Never said that. Don't cover space aliens. But it doesn't matter. The people know the truth. That's why the Enquirer is rising. Mainstream media is falling. So that's a whole other interview about mainstream media versus independent media and where the mainstream's going, how it's like an albatross around your neck. But I want to get into their latest big installment this week that just hit newsstands. We're getting an exclusive here. Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. I arrange sex trips for her with men and with women. But it also just gets into her temperament and more and why he's going public. Dylan Howard, NationalEnquirer.com, RadarOnline.com, now speaking out. It's great to have the editor-in-chief of the Enquirer with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So, wow, break this down. I mean, new installments coming out, why Mr. Rovin went public. This is huge.
Well, Alex, if you trace it back, the origin of this story is indeed the now infamous tape of Donald Trump and Billy Bush on that bus. Now, as a result of that particular story, Jeff Rovin decided to break 24 years of silence, step from the shadows, and unmask himself as the Hillary Clinton fixer, the hitman, the man who orchestrated and ran a backroom operation out of a Hollywood director's office, an off-the-books operation whereby he dealt with the biggest scandals, the biggest controversies of the Clinton administration. And this reaches the highest levels of the White House. And what Mr. Rovin reveals is startling by its very nature. He tells us that effectively, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton used brass-knuckled tactics, the type of tactics that you would think would be isolated to the mafia, in an attempt to sabotage those women who made allegations against Bill Clinton and also sabotage the federal investigation of their Whitewater land scam by special prosecutors. How did they do this? In the most disgusting and vile manner. Taking a page from perhaps something like The Sopranos, Bill and Hillary hired a squad of private eyes, people like Mr. Fixit, to shadow the movements of federal prosecutors as they closed in on a potential indictment of the Clintons in the Whitewater probe. This is corruption at its very highest level. Corruption, seemingly business as usual for the Clintons.
And reading last week and this week's installments of the Enquirer, I mean, right there, it fits into all my own research, how Hollywood's involved really in mafia-type activities in perception, in manipulation with you know, some of the other people, famous, quote, private investigators, actually with murders. I mean, this is really a whole mafia system being exposed when you say it's mafia-like. I look at the Clintons, it seems like it is an amalgamation of kind of a Hollywood mafia slash Dixie mafia tied into all these different seedy elements.
Perhaps the strangest part of this whole saga through Jeff Rovin coming forward, though, Alex, is it's not really about the trysts that he supposedly organized for Hillary Clinton or the looting of Vince Foster's office. But bizarre though it sounds, to me, that's simply a distraction on what the overall reality here of this particular story is. Jeff Rovin, bravely stepping forward, exposes the rottenness at the very core of the Clinton operation. It's about how they've used money, threats, intimidation, lies, all for one twisted purpose, to ensure their 3 decades of power in this country. And they will stop at nothing to do that. They will delete 33,000 emails. They will willfully take part in play for play. If she wants cash, they get her cash. If she wants to intimidate those that challenge the narrative, the public narrative of the Clintons, they do it. If they want to blackmail people, they do it. So at the very core of this is the notion of muzzling, threatening, intimidating people for one very purpose, and that is that she gets the White House.
Exactly. I mean, look, it's like getting Al Capone on taxes. It's the cover-up. I mean, we have her doing all these mafia tactics to cover up the sex. We're not even focused in as libertines on the sex. It's that they're hypocrites, and I guess that's why he said he went public, going after Trump for some edited 11-year-old tape when this woman literally has done 1,000 times that. It's the hypocrisy. Is that why Mr. Rogan went public?
Indeed. He said that it was the hypocrisy of the mainstream media and the way in which they covered the now infamous Billy Bush tape that prompted him to come forward. I had been looking at this story for the past 2 years. I first met him 2 years ago, and I told him that I was going to expose the corruption of the Clinton operation, to which he responded that he was concerned that his confidential informants would be made public if he didn't participate in the story. It was at that juncture that he decided to speak forward. And by doing so, he's provided a glimpse into the very dark heart of the Clinton political system. They facilitate this corruption, and then they perpetuate it. They encourage it.
Once they get you involved, they've got dirt on you. I mean, suppose this is one of the closest people ever to the Clintons. This is a person with almost no degrees of separation, a very trusted fixer. How did he get in that position? I know it's all in the new issue of the Inquirer, but flush that out for us. It's amazing, because they're not even really denying this right now. They are very upset right now.
There has been a steadfast no comment from Bill Clinton's office and indeed the campaign of Hillary Clinton for president.
That tells you a lot.
This man first came into the orbit of the Clintons in the 90s as Bill Clinton emerged as the front runner to win the White House, when the Clintons realized they had a serious problem on their hands. There were these supposed bimbo eruptions that have been well chronicled for years on your show and from whistleblowers such as Larry Nichols and others. And the reality was that this gentleman was connected to someone very, very close to Bill Clinton, one of his closest friends. And it was through that that he was asked to engage in this off-the-books clandestine operation. He outlined to us a series of 12 fixes, incidents that came across his desk when he got the wink, wink, nod, nod to go and do what was needed to ensure that these particular stories didn't come out. On one particular occasion, he offered a serious amount of money to a photographer that obtained compromising photos of the actress Marky Price in a limousine with Bill Clinton.
Wow!
Before that deal could be orchestrated, the photographer's studio burned down the night before. This is a series of instances out of the pages of something like a script from Ray Donovan. In another instance, he detailed how, at the orders of Hillary, he was involved in a campaign to discredit Monica Lewinsky. He provided to us a 2-page memo that circulated amongst the Clintons' innermost confidants, which in many ways validated his story to us, because that was addressed to Deputy White House Chief of Staff Harold Ickes. That Sachs memo bared a date and a timestamp. Not only that, he provided payoff ledgers, and we had independent verification of 4 other sources who confirmed Jeff Rogan's involvement in the Clinton operation. But perhaps most alarmingly to me is the notion that the Clintons blackmailed federal prosecutors in the Whitewater probe. This is akin to Watergate, in my mind. To dig up seriously embarrassing material that intimidates the prosecutors so the Clintons could get away with their corrupt conduct.
That's right. There's no statute, by the way, federally on murder, child molestation, and bribing federal officials and treason. There's no statute on those. And now, how much credibility does it add to the Inquirer that you've been reporting on this for 25 years, about 23 years, and now it's all in the WikiLeaks, it's all in the Project Veritas, just like icing on the cake or a cherry on top, really proving the fact that the Inquirer was there first? I mean, how were you guys back when there was no alternative media, no Drudge Report, no Western Journalism Center? How were you able to operate like that?
Well, we are by our very nature investigators. We are rogues and renegades who sit on the outside and not we're not in the back pocket of...
So you're a vestigial leftover of Real Investigative Journalist.
Indeed. And, you know, the reality is we put sources through polygraph tests to authenticate the veracity of their information. And sure, we have a big checkbook and we pay for information, but the reality is we authenticate that information. And as you pointed out at the top of the hour, if we didn't, we'd get sued.
We are exactly. Listen, it's not just that I'm moral. I go through a lot of authentication because if you don't authenticate, you're going to be out of business.
And here's the reality. The Clintons have never voluntarily told the truth about these actions. We will continue to report on it. Those who won't is the mainstream media. This story came out and they've turned a blind eye. And that is a very, very sad state of affairs for the Fourth Estate in this country. The reality here is that this story goes to the very crux of one thing, character. Who's fit to take the Oval Office? Do we want a president that is corrupt, that lies, that engages in criminal behavior? Or do we want another candidate? Now, we don't have a dog in this fight. We have endorsed Donald Trump. We have said that we believe, our readers believe, that he will be the best candidate for the role of president. 80% of our readers overwhelmingly have voted for Donald Trump.
Which is another important poll. I mean, you guys have been nonpartisan. The fact that 80% of your readers that are registered readers, you know, subscribers, are saying that, that's a big deal.
The reality is that we will continue to cover, like we have with Gary Hart, John Edwards, Jesse Jackson, and now Hillary Clinton, the big political scandals. We'll do what the mainstream media won't, but it is an indictment on the media when people like Chris Hayes on MSNBC take a swipe at the National Enquirer and mutter things about aliens and the such to try and discredit the particular story that we've done.
Well, that's a badge of honor. I know you know that. To have Chris Hayes or any of those people, I mean, those people have like 100,000, 200,000 viewers. They are a joke.
They are, but they're doing a disservice to the industry of journalism to not investigate and cover. The reality is, these people have never done an inch of investigative journalism in their life. They contribute to the public discourse about who supposedly would make a better president, yet they haven't done any journalistic deed. Instead, it's blowhard work.
Well, Dylan Howard, NationalEnquirer.com, their second edition is out on this incredible investigative journalism. Super dangerous. My sources say, yes, this is, well, they're not even denying it. I mean, this is real. You talk about dangerous, folks. This is cutting edge. And you look at the mainstream media and how they are a shadow of their former selves. They aren't journalists. They read off teleprompters. And we now know, Dylan Howard, again, the editor-in-chief, NationalEnquirer.com, RadarOnline.com, we now know from the WikiLeaks that they are, literally, Hillary is the editor of the New York Times.
Yeah, I mean, the WikiLeaks, and what gets on my gut, Alex, is every time the mainstream media refer to WikiLeaks, they are the stolen WikiLeaks emails. They're not the WikiLeaks emails. They're not the documents that destroy Hillary Clinton, which in fact they are. Instead, they couch it, they create this narrative that these documents are not credible. But the reality is, whatever the origin, whatever
it's smoking
the story,
gun.
These emails are illuminating. The reality about Bill Clinton's sexual life is that John Podesta, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, acknowledged that they had a problem with the Energizer. Julie Torba McMahon, his longtime mistress, who we at the National Enquirer first broke. They acknowledge that he's still involved in a relationship with her, and they point to the National Enquirer in these WikiLeaks emails. It's staggering that to this very day, Bill and Hillary Clinton are enabled by fixers like John Podesta, not like Jeffrey Rosen anymore, by Cheryl Smith, by others. These people provide the Clintons whatever they want.
I was about to say, Andrea Mitchell on video last week, the spokesman hands her the phone, she looks, nods, then asks the question. They don't even care. It's like they are totally insane. Now again, we're talking to the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer. We've got 11 days left. Obviously, more is coming out, I'm guessing, from your source and other sources. Other bombshells on the way?
Well, yes, indeed. We know all these facts, as we've talked and discussed, because of Mr. Fixer, Jeff Rosen, unmasking himself. He was essentially one of the detectives tasked with shadowing the prosecutors involved in Whitewater. The revelation that we have exposed in the current issue, which hit newsstands yesterday, is that a senior member of that prosecution team was followed to a seedy motel where he entered that motel in the company of, according to a source, a strapping young man. Making sure not to use his own name when he rented the room, they had essentially a blackmail operation. The Clintons used this to leverage the prosecutor to step down from his involvement in the White
House. Now, let's spell this out. This is intelligence operations, what the Russians do. You're saying, coming out, this isn't the new issue, but they're using sex operatives to set up prosecutors. This is incredible.
Their tactics were the kinds of stunts the mob could only look on in joy and glee and probably embarrassment that they couldn't orchestrate something.
Wow, this there's the headline, National Enquirer.
Successful effort.
Bill and Hillary to interrupt. Bill and Hillary, their mob tactics to intimidate investigators. Now we know how they're controlling the FBI. Wow, please continue, sir. You've got 5 minutes left. I appreciate all your time. Just tell us everything, please.
Well, I think the reality here is we have to, before you go to the ballot box, you have to ask yourself the very question as to whom is fit to take the office. The reality is that for three decades, the Clintons have perpetuated corruption at the highest level. They have ordered blackmail, intimidation, threatening tactics against those that challenge the public face of the family. And the reality is, despite their hands-off approach, if you like, we weren't involved, other people were doing it, the reality is that the traces go straight back to the top of their tree. Mr. Fixit provided payoff ledgers to support that. And this should well be not only a fundamental question that voters ask themselves before they cast their ballot, but a question for law enforcement. If prosecutors involved in the Whitewater investigation were blackmailed, that is a crime, and a criminal should not hold the highest office in this land.
Wow, I am just speechless here. You know, I know you probably got to go, so we're going to break in about 3 minutes, but I'm told you may be able to hold a little bit longer because I want to come back from break and do 5 more minutes with you and play the clip from the last debate where Trump points at her 24 hours after the Project Veritas came out, where she ordered people dressed up as Sanders supporters to go attack Trump, obviously to demonize Sanders, her competition, and Trump, her competition. I was told that by the Chicago Police Department. We have sources. We first broke that with Roger Stone, but to see it confirmed and him going after her, I mean, it seems like whole orders of magnitude of corruption worse than Trump making a few locker room comments. I mean, I've got to be frank with you. I'm blown away by how much energy Hillary and her controllers have because you get these emails from WikiLeaks. They're running hundreds of news agencies, and they've got interns basically running major newspapers telling them what to do. I mean, you talk about a control freak. It seems like Hillary is the definition of it.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. She was essentially the puppet master pulling the strings here for those that worked at the lower level of this clandestine operation. But if you look back, you take a step back, let's put it into context. Here you've got the President of the United States facing potential impeachment, Hillary Clinton facing potential jail for her involvement in Whitewater. Then you have individuals like George Stephanopoulos, who is now at ABC News, okay, who was essentially a Clinton aide. You've got Harold Ickes. The trail of money leads back to a mega, mega Hollywood name, a award-winning television and film producer. His involvement is connected to Mr. Fixit, Jeff Rovin. Jeff Rovin is committing these actions at the behest of Hillary and Bill Clinton. This is a criminal conspiracy of the highest order. It beggars belief that it has not been investigated by anyone but the National Enquirer, though I do give props to Michael Isikoff at Yahoo News, who was at Newsweek at the time, who, in his book about the Clintons, discussed many of these tactics that were used. But it also begs the question, why has law enforcement not investigated this? I think we're sitting on the cusp of something very explosive here.
I agree. This is the definition of racketeering, where you've got Hollywood, the media, the prosecutors, the whole system, them packing the media with their admitted operatives so the scams could get even bigger into the future. I've never heard of a criminal enterprise that had this big of dreams.
I would challenge the federal investigators involved in Whitewater to step forward from the shadows before Election Day and tell their stories about what happened to them, what they observed, what they knew, what the Clintons.
Because there's safety in numbers. Dylan Howard, National Enquirer, editor-in-chief, please do a few more minutes with us. Tell me to come back because you're a smart guy and give us your plan to change this. I totally agree. Safety in numbers. Everybody needs to be all in, just like Jeff Rovin, and tell the truth. Let the chips fall where they may.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendivite. Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world.
People had courage.
Another time. His life was green and good.
Until it became count.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I was talking to Anthony Gucciardi during this last break. And, you know, he does some shows maybe once a week with us. He's over our health writers and research for the nutraceuticals with a bunch of scientists and developers. And that's why I hired him, because he was so successful in Natural Society and the big product line he had, and, you know, inroads into a bunch of big nutraceutical companies that were all organic and supplied Whole Foods. And he said, man, it's like Fight Club. And I'm not bragging. You should just know the level of the awakening happening. As we go back to our guest in a moment, who's agreed to stay for the whole hour, so I'm very pleased that he can do that during his lunch hour, the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer. He went to the bank yesterday, and the guy at the bank goes, Anthony Gucciardi, we just love you. We love Alex Jones. Tell him we're all in. And everybody was, like, nodding behind him and tell Alex we said hi. That's one of our folks that's hardly on air, maybe once a week for 10 minutes. Then he goes to Walgreens to get a prescription, and the pharmacists all come over and are freaking out. Then he goes to get something else at the front counter, and he said they were coming over. I mean, folks, Trump is going to win by a landslide. They're going to try to steal it. And all I can tell you is they want to cause, George Soros admits, a civil war. That's in the emails, too. They want to get us killing cops and burning stuff down. And the government has been hijacked. The government is not a cop writing a ticket or changing an old lady's tire or responding to a civil disturbance. They got a tough job. Can you imagine responding to civil disturbances? You have any idea how dangerous those are? I mean, I'm not lionizing police. I'm just saying they're not our enemy. And we have the crazy, out-of-control Democratic Party. I've always been nonpartisan because Republicans are bad as well, but they are literally trying to cause a civil war in this country. And national polls show Democrats are planning to blow stuff up, burn stuff down, and attack people if Trump wins. Well, I say, I'm calling your bluff. Feel your hand. At a certain point, this country's got to wake up, and I'm telling you, it's happening right now, as we just indicated with Anthony and Weldon. Weldon's got all these friends from the military that, oh, you guys go too far. He says none of them disagree now. They call up and apologize to him. America is waking up. The sleeping giant's awake. I don't care what color you are. You bleed red blood, you're part of that awakening, and it's exciting. That's why they're panicking. We're going to go back to Dylan Howard, radaronline.com, nationalenquirer.com, the national editor. Breaking stuff that's as dangerous as it gets, as dangerous as what Drudge has broke, as dangerous as what Veritas has broke. This is crazy stuff. We're going to go back to him and play this Trump clip from the last debate in a moment. But first, it's important to vote with your dollars. The Clinton original foundation, their Library Foundation documents, Judicial Watch sued 2 years ago, and so did the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah, World Net Daily, and got the documents, 20-something thousand pages. And Farah said off record to me, it was on record on air, but he said a lot of it's off record. It's so horrible. The surveillance of people, what they're doing, the mafia ties. He goes, we're just waiting to put a book out on this. Well, it never happened. But he released some of it on WorldNet Daily and here, and it was like, we can't let a new media develop like the National Enquirer. We've got to demonize it, call it conspiracy theory, and try to shut it down. We can't let it ever get any funding like the National Enquirer or books. So it's all about never letting us get funding. Never letting a new media with new views who aren't bought and paid for get in. Now we see them putting Democratic operatives in over the entire media. The next level of their takeover. If the Republicans were doing this, I'd go after them. I don't want a one-party state, folks, a ruling party. That's called dictatorship. So fund us. We've got a Trump, he's my president, red shirt. Everybody's going to wear red on election day and before and after to point out, hey, we're the majority in the streets with the cameras. Just like the Hillary for President shirt. It's now history. Limited edition. We're not selling anymore. Everybody's copying it. That's fine. We're not making it anymore. We have the red Trump is my president shirt. Infowars.com. Legalized freedom on the back. We have 30 to 40% off all the incredible high quality, fresh, durable foods. The very best out there at Infowarsstore.com. Biggest discount ever. 30 to 40% off on that. 25% off on our nootropic brain force. All these natural compounds to boost your cognitive ability, obviously. And our ProPure G2.0. Their biggest unit, gravity-fed water filter that does 20-something thousand gallons just with the filters it's got. It's so amazing. Keeps the good stuff in, cuts all the glyphosates and crap out. Now, that's 30% off. We've never done a special like that. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical site. And you can also, again, find all the storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com. But those are just sub-URLs because we have a huge... It's in the top 50 shopping carts now on the web, by the way, folks. That's how big InfoWars has gotten to fund their operation. You can go there, and it'll take you right to the subpage where you can find it discounted. So we're hiring more reporters, more investigative reporters. There's a lot of legal involved in all this, reviewing everything. There's a lot of work goes into this, and I'm not bitching. This is wonderful. Just support us. You need these products. You need Brain Force. You need X2. You need Supermail Vitality. You need the limited edition Gadsden flag, lock her up shirt. You need to be part of the solidarity, and you are. Look at what you've built. You are the InfoWar. So I salute you and I thank you. And folks, when publications like Radar Online or publications like The Enquirer have the courage, because this is all vetted, this is all confirmed from my sources, they cannot believe that Jeff Rovin had the courage, because let me tell you, talk about crosshairs on his back. the biggest fixer, bigger than Nichols. And Nichols has told me off air, he goes, this is the guy. This is the guy after I was not involved. They got, this is so huge. We've got to recognize the courage of this. And everybody should go to their newsstands and buy those National Enquirers and give it to everybody you know. Because the great news is everybody I talk to says the Enquirer has more credibility than the New York Times. Of course it does. But they try to confuse it again with the other publications that are bat boy. Now, I've said that. I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate the editor-in-chief, Dylan Howard, of NationalEnquirer.com joining us. I'm going to shut up for the next 12 minutes until we go to break. You've got the floor. Everything you want to cover, please break it down.
Well, Alex, I mean, you raised some very, very valid points. The mission of organizations like InfoWars and the National Enquirer is to reveal the unvarnished truth about what occurs behind the fortified walls of the establishment, be it Hollywood, Wall Street, or the Beltway. And the discoveries that we make are often very well out of sync with how these certain individuals, like the Clintons, portray themselves to the public. And that disconnect is the very reason why the Fourth Estate exists. It's where we live at the Enquirer as a publication. And what I will tell you is that if it wasn't for the relentless coverage of certain issues, such as the sexual assault claims against Bill Cosby, it was the Enquirer that took on that story years ago before anyone else dared, when Cosby was still a beloved TV icon. And today he's finally facing justice. You know, the interesting thing for me about the Clintons is that the founding fathers of this country never intended for people to turn their political calling into a lifelong job. Unfortunately, we've seen the rise and rise and rise of those that consider themselves to be career politicians, the type of person that's riddled with foibles and has limitless ambition, that wants everything for themselves, self-service. That is the definition of Hillary Clinton. The Enquirer exists, like InfoWars, to hold these individuals accountable. And if it wasn't for the National Enquirer, John Edwards could well have been president instead of a laughingstock who fathered a love child and tried to lie about it. One of the most notorious figures in contemporary politics, Gary Hart, may well have ascended to power if we didn't have revealed monkey business. We've been at the very front lines of investigative reporting this political election. Our coverage has been hard-hitting, and to many extents, it's been unrivaled by any other publication, and it has been bipartisan. We looked into Ben Carson, and we revealed a myriad of malpractices that dealt him a very heavy blow in the GOP primaries. And we need to continue to investigate the Clintons. We have, and we're packaging this up, it goes to print next Wednesday, yet another investigation into the power and influence that they wielded, not for the greater good, but for their own self-interest. And that is unfortunate. No person, no company, no politician, no organization should be too rich or too influential to be able to perpetuate corruption of the highest level. And we need to take it on. This is not a partisan attempt. This is a bipartisan pursuit of the truth.
I agree. I mean, you've always been bipartisan. Just to briefly interrupt with the editor-in-chief of the Enquirer, we're talking to you right now, Dylan Howard. I mean, we've talked to WikiLeaks. They've been public. They said Trump's been hacked into. There's nothing there with the Russians or anything. It's all Hillary. And so that's the thing about Trump. He's so good compared to anybody else we've seen. I mean, if he was anywhere near Hillary, we'd be against him. I mean, I've been nonpartisan. It's just such a clear choice for me.
I don't get to vote in this election. I'm an international. I'm a green card citizen of this country. We don't get to vote. Nevertheless, the reality is, ask yourself this question when you go to the ballot box. Do you want someone who has endured or perpetuated three decades of scandal, corruption, and crimes? Or do you want someone who may have used the P word in a video with Billy Bush? A number of women have come forward and made allegations against Donald Trump. Some of it might be with merit. Some of it might not. That we don't know. He's steadfastly denying the allegations. The women are steadfastly standing by it. But the one thing, look at the ballot box when you make that vote and ask yourself the question, do you want the Clinton crime family back in the White House, or do you want to break down the borders of the establishment?
Please continue, but I just want to add, clearly, I mean the vote is, you know, Trump's our proxy. Clearly, you're for the establishment if you vote against Trump. I mean, you've got the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, every horrible, evil organization against Trump. I want to ask you why you think they're so scared, but separately, since you mentioned it, let's play this clip of Trump in the last debate, which really devastated Hillary, pointing at her and saying, you're the one that sent the people to attack my rallies, which is confirmed. And again, the Machiavellian nature, dressed up like Sanders supporters to demonize him, but also Trump, both are competitors. It just shows a true level of organized evil. Here's that clip.
Those people, I don't know those people. I have a feeling how they came. I believe it was her campaign that did it. Just like if you look at what came out today on the clips, where I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence. She's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people, they paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things.
And he goes on to say that is completely illegal. It is. This is mafia. But we were taught until the 50s hearings that there was no such thing as organized crime. The head of the FBI said it because they reportedly had photos of him dressed as a woman. Whether that's true or not, the head of the FBI in the 40s and early 50s said there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra, the family, or Italian mafia. Well, there is mafia in every racial group. That's how humans organize themselves sometimes. And we know the Clintons represent this weird mafia, and it's all coming out.
The reality is, for the mainstream media to turn a blind eye to Project Veritas, as they have Jeffrey Rosen, is a disservice to the voter. It falls on too few to make an impact on journalism today. The National Enquirer has been around for 90 years. We'll be around for many, many more to come. And though we are admired in equal measure and trusted by our readers, those that don't want to appear in the pages are those that have something to hide. We're feared and loathed. And for those that will make their decision on November 8th, I would encourage them to look into the investigative reporting of my team that has been working around the clock to report this story, traveling from corner to corner of this country in order to speak with many individuals who have firsthand knowledge of this type of behavior. They've done an outstanding job. We're not done yet. The true face of the Clinton family, in my view, will be exposed within the next 7 to 10 days as we put together our final issue before the November 8 election.
Wow, I can't wait to read that. So, because I'm so researched on this that when I read it, it's like 99% I know it's already true. It's already, and then the little added points, it's just so clear. When does that final issue come out? About 5-6 days?
Yeah, it comes out next Wednesday. We'll be on a nationwide newsstand next Wednesday.
You know, we've interviewed Democrats at outside polling places, and they say to us, and they are the minority. It's a very small group. It's mainly women. I feel sorry for them. Because the Clintons are in, you know, these emails talking about what idiots they are and how blacks are dumb and the rest of it. You're just the new WikiLeaks today. It's horrific stuff. And they're in there and they say, well, you know what? She's immoral, but for a good reason. Well, that's very evil. In justifies the means. What's your view on that?
Look, I think that WikiLeaks has pulled back the veneer of what we see as Hillary Clinton. And I don't want to get into too much details, but suffice to say, yet another individual that is close to the Clintons has broken ranks, was in our office earlier this week, someone whose connections to the Clintons is undisputed. They felt compelled to come forward to talk about the immoral nature and behavior of Hillary Clinton. This story, by its very nature, is going to rock this presidential race.
Wow.
It has the potential. It has the potential to swing a certain demographic of voters towards Donald Trump and the GOP. It is an explosive story backed up by a past polygraph test and documentary evidence.
Wow. Dylan Howard is the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer. You guys, I've never seen you hype something you don't deliver on. You always over-deliver. You're saying the big November surprise is that you have a undisputed Clinton insider about to drop a huge bombshell. So is it safe to say, as I've seen you do in the past, you save the best for last?
Let's say it's like a game of ping pong. When you get a hold of a big story like this, you bat it across the other side and you see what bounce it gets. In this particular instance, Jeffrey Rovin having the courage to step forward, how brave he was to spill the beans for the very first time, made other individuals feel comfort that they too could tell their stories. We were contacted by this individual. He flew to New York this week. We strapped him into the lie detector test. He passed with flying colors. He provided other evidence to back up his position as part of the Clinton operation. And what he tells us is a story so dramatic that I do believe that a certain section of the voting public in America could be swayed by this man's revelation.
Wow, Dylan Howard, it's funny. The first question I had written down here to ask you that I didn't get to was, it seems like with Mr. Rovin coming forward and others, it's causing a chain reaction of courage. You called for more federal prosecutors to go public, others too, so it seems like that's what's happening.
It is, but my challenge remains to those who are involved in the Whitewater probe. Have the courage to come forward. If you were blackmailed, tell your story, because the very freedom of this country could depend upon it.
That's right. It's all on the line. We're back in 3 minutes. Final segment with our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to the editor-in-chief of NationalEnquirer.com, Dylan Howard. I'm Alex Jones. This is history happening. People are showing what side they're on. Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We've got it.
The 11 days. Hard to believe. It's been a lifetime. Seems like the campaign's not longer in my life.
All right, you want to go?
Couple things here. We have Texas newspapers reporting vote flipping. We reported on it. Drudge linked to it twice. We have Texas election officials reporting it. We have the letterhead. We have them on local TV. We write two articles about it. Drudge links to it. Trump tweets it out, gives his sources, and Politico comes out and says, Trump claims evidence of voting fraud in Texas. Donald Trump pointed to Texas on Thursday as an example of presidential election being rigged against him. And they wanted to say, without giving any evidence, oh, but don't, Snopes, run by a lady with a cat. I'm not kidding. In some apartment, she says he's wrong, despite the Texas officials. This is why mainstream media is so incredibly discredited. This is why they're a joke, okay? We have all the WikiLeaks. We have them rigging the polls. We have them saying they're going to engage on all this. We have the top Democrats saying they're going to have people vote 10 times apiece. We have George Soros running in battleground states, a bunch of the election machines. Dylan Howell, we got about 5 minutes left. I really appreciate your time. Editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer, nationalenquirer.com, also radaronline.com. What do you make of this? They don't seem to get that they're lying and dissembling doesn't work anymore.
Well, I think political journalism is, at this very juncture, the wild, wild west of the media. It demands a level of bipartisanship that, and accountability, I should say, that is severely lacking in almost every media outlet. You know, our reporters have brought years and decades of training and ethics, journalistic ethics, to the table to expose the type of corruption with the Clintons that we have done with great success. And I still remain filled with hope that this type of investigative reporting can be a transformative tool and an important tool in changing the public discourse. Unfortunately, the way in which talking heads have swallowed up every inch of the television screen, it's re-engineered the way we discuss political scandals and stories, whilst not looking at the true cause and the true reporting that should be done, like what InfoWars and like what the Inquirer has done. So whilst I think that the medium of Kinghead political journalism will continue in the industry, it shouldn't thrive. We've got to get back to what Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward did in the Nixon administration. It was a transformative tool that was done for the greater good of this country. And it's all too easy to curate and aggregate content and rehash your own opinions and the opinions and talking points of a political movement. But it is true, good old-fashioned, boots-on-the-ground reporting that the National Enquirer does that can play a pivotal role in the political discourse. We don't give up. We won't give up. Our readers deserve it, and I think the voter deserves it.
That's right. Dylan Howard is the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer, nationalenquirer.com. Their big mega issue coming out next Wednesday, the bigger bombshells. In closing, studying history, reading the old muckrakers, the demonization of the Enquirer is because it was one of the last muckraking, old-fashioned Mickey Spillane outfits. Back when major cities had 5, 6, 7 daily papers, sometimes 3 editions a day, it was all about who was muckraking. It was all about the public being informed. You go back to the robber barons 100 years ago, they said, we've got to get rid of this. We've got to buy the media up. They did that, except for a few pockets like DrudgeReport.com, the NationalEnquirer.com, InfoWars.com, things like that. Please pop back in next week if you can. I know you're a very busy person with the latest installment. And thank you for your work. I'm Mr. Howard.
No, don't worry. Anytime, Alan.
Thank you. Wow. All right, folks. Hour number 3 now. Straight ahead with Larry Nichols, the Clinton Insider. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.